Paycom fiber-powered 300-meg internet for $30 a month, locked in for 2 full years. No big surprises. No bill shock. That's Mediacom fiber-powered 300-meg internet for $30 a month, locked in for 2 years. Call 844-4FASTER today. Offer available to new customers only. Taxes and one-time installation and activation fees apply.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 14 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, and 88 degrees here at our studios. Going to have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with Justin Dahman, Dahman Farms, and American Farm Boys. Justin, good morning to you.
Hey, how's it going in there, guys?
It's going well, Justin. How are things going and where you're at and what you're doing this morning? Going well?
Well, it was. We're just getting ready to shut the planes and the drones down. It's getting a little hot for that, but the corn's kind of finishing up and the beans are just getting started as far as flying those acres, so that's always fun.
How are the crops looking overall from where you're sitting?
You know, some of this stuff's really good. And then as you get kind of towards the state line, they had a little too much rain early on, so there's some holes in some of that stuff. But as a whole, I think things look pretty good. We just need a rain here this week.
Tell me what you're flying. I'm interested to know what you're flying. Drone?
Yeah, so
spraying? What are you doing there?
Yes, if anybody that's been to the field day knows that we'll have a different one here again this year. They just keep getting bigger and better and faster. The technology is advancing, and the drones even maybe faster now than the cell phones. But we do a little bit of both. Sometimes we do ground rig part of the beans for several reasons, but we do like the drones too, of course, because we don't have the traffic out in the field, or say we start getting some rains and we can't get in. It works really well.
Yeah.
In that respect, the advantage of the ground rig, of course, is you can get more volume and more coverage. But the drone, if the wind and the temperature is right, you can really get good penetration into the crop with the props and blowing that product down into the canopy.
Yeah. So a lot of you got a lot of tools in the tool chest, it sounds like to me, to make it work. So
you really need to. And then this it's really going to advance. I mean, they're not far off from having these things fully automated. There's even a product on the market now that will autofill these things, and so it's not too far off. They pretty well fly themselves anyway, as long as everything's going right.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
It's exciting. It's really exciting.
Pretty cool. Hey, before we get too far, now I kind of got the cart ahead of the horse here. We need to back up just a minute, Justin, because I want to just know a little bit about this Page County Fair Queen situation. How about that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, we're really proud of her. And, she worked at that for 4 years and was just so excited to get it her senior year. And she's really looking forward to going representing Page County at the state level and looking forward to that big week at the state fair.
You bet. So what
we're referring
to is Jillian Dahman, who is the Page County, was named the Page County Fair Queen this year. What are Jillian's plans? She's like you said, she's a senior. What's she doing in the fall?
Yep, she's going to go to Clarkson, and she's been working full-time at the Clarinda Hospital there, and she just loves it. She loves taking care of people. She worked in the daycares at Noah's Ark here in Clarinda in her high school years, and now she's working at the hospital and just really enjoys caring for people, and she's going on to be a nurse practitioner. So
good for her.
Really looking forward to watching her grow.
You bet. Good for her. Well, congratulations. I know that's a pretty cool deal. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, we had to cover that, Justin. That's important stuff. So
it is very important, and we're really proud of her accomplishments.
You bet. You bet. Absolutely. Where do you have Greg staying out of trouble somewhere?
He's out goofing off here. He's actually on a vacation. I told him you can't work 7 days a week if you out doing kind of things like that, but
yeah.
No, Greg, he ends up, the interesting thing about Greg is he'll be off on some four-wheeler trip and he'll still be helping people over the phone or selling something
I can understand that. So
he'll kind of joke, sometimes we sell more if he's gone, so he'll say, well, I'll just Maybe I should just stay gone completely. You guys sell more when I'm not around.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Absolutely. Well, he's a fun one to visit with, that's for sure.
He's great.
So, Justin, tell me about when we're talking about Dahman Farms and Farm Boys, American Farm Boys. Give me that big 30,000-foot view of your operation. You have product lines and equipment, and you have people that you can talk to. Tell me a little bit about big picture item of your operation.
Yeah, so we branded American Farm Boys a couple of years ago, so we're getting more and more products underneath that brand, and we really like that, where that is going with grain bags, net wrap, and film wrap. The farm is still the farm, of course, and started in 1901 here in Page County, and we still work under that umbrella, but this American Farm Boys, as we move forward, is going to be more and more of the product line and part of the equipment business.
Yeah.
So when you go by our building, you'll see the American Farm Boys signs, and that's what that's all about.
Yeah. And what are some of those product lines you carry?
So today we pretty well carry everything we have in the years past. We've added a bunch of grain bag and grain bag unloader equipment in the last year for a lot of reasons. The bagging industry is growing extremely fast.
Okay.
In a way that any individual company can't keep up. So we've added those product lines. And then the other reason we've done that is there's every one of these brands brings a little something different to the industry. They mm-hmm. have, you know, one brand has a really nice truck unload patent that makes it easy enough that you can unload a whole semi without moving the semi. It's got a telescoping unload system. So we really like the Neuralta bagging systems for the truck unload.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've sold Richiger, that's made in South America from the very, very start. And they are a very simple, economical machine that's fast. They make the fastest unloader on the market. You can load a semi in 4 minutes with one of their unloaders.
Wow.
So time, you know, guys really like that part of it, where you can get in and out quickly. And then we sell some other brands. We sell a Palou now that's made out of South America, and theirs really is the price point. They're a very basic unloader that's in the $35,000 range, so we offer them because of the price point. And then we carry some other lines also. We carry Akron, that is distributed out of Nebraska. They're also made in South America, but they're really popular in the South, and then as you go west, okay, very popular.
So did you say Palou? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, it's a lime green. It's spelled P-A-L-O-U. You look it up online, they've been made in South America for 30-plus years, but they're fairly new to the States.
Okay. So, and the other thing, too, now correct me if I get off base here too far, Justin, let me know, but the other thing you do, you sell equipment, but you also rent equipment, don't you, for people if they're wanting to try out some of the baggers and that sort of thing to see if it's going to work in their operation?
We do, and we really like this approach. You know, if you're an individual out there, this is gaining popularity primarily because things are so expensive these days.
Yeah.
So, We rent a lot of manure spreaders out, and a lot of those rental spreaders are $65,000 new, and a lot of times our rental customers only need them for maybe a couple days in the spring and a couple days in the fall to clean pens or clean buildings. And if you rent it, you don't have to maintenance it. You don't have to, of course, pay the interest or make the payment, and you don't have to fix it or store it. So it's really handy. Our rental machines are all within a couple of years old or newer. And so the rental has become much more popular, I think, primarily just for convenience and the cost of this farm equipment these days.
Should I be locking? Now I'm thinking the crops look great, in my opinion, driving by on the road, Justin, like, you know, I've said, driving around looking at the crops. But is it time for me to be thinking about getting stuff in place for the harvest that's coming up? I'm thinking baggers. I'm thinking all the bags that go along with that. Do I need to be working that out now?
So that's a great point. We do have some ads running right now. Our early order, free delivery and significant discounts is till August 1st. So if anybody's out there listening that has bought bags from us in the past, we try to get everybody called that's on our list from the year prior. but do be ordering these bags. It's the other thing that's going on is that the in-season plastic is going to be much higher this year because of the rise in crude oil and the whole war thing.
Yeah.
But the bags we have here today were bought prior to the start of the war, so they are basically the same price as last year. So if you do need plastic, give any of us a call and get those bought. They're about the same price as last year, so which is about 6 cents a bushel.
Okay.
If anybody's listening that hasn't done it before, the plastic cost is about 6 cents a bushel to get that done and have very flexible storage for the fall.
You can store it where you need to store it with this system. It's what it's like, Justin. Sure. So.
Yeah, and never run out of storage.
Yep.
If you run out, you know, if you got a machine, you go grab another bag and you keep rolling.
And the thing, too, that I know that we've talked in the past, the thing I think is really remarkable is you eliminate a lot of those transportation costs because you can bag it right there on the field. You don't have to haul it to the grain bin or wherever you're hauling it to. You can just put it right there, and then you'll be ready to go.
Put it right there. I've been here. They're really corn harvest is in full swing in Texas right now, so we've been talking to our customers down there, and one thing that's really interesting about why they're bagging so much more is as their corn matures down there, it's 100 degrees, so when it gets to maturity, it dries really fast.
Yeah.
And so it's really important to keep the combines moving and keep the grain away because, you know, some of that corn down there will get down to 8 or 9% and have significant losses. So they really like the bagging systems for that reason so that mm-hmm. they can combine it quicker and capture that weight.
You bet. Another good reason, absolutely. So you say if you can talk, you said earlier in our conversation, talk to us. Who are us? Talk to you? Talk to Greg?
Yeah.
Anybody else we would be reaching out to?
Yeah, so Greg, Cody, and I were the three primaries for grain bags. Marty Whip is helping us full-time now at the shop as well. Great individual. He's been there part-time and been a Clarinda graduate and been in the area, born and raised here. Just really happy to have Marty. But he does it so far. He's just kind of getting to know the ropes, so he hasn't done any of the sales yet, but certainly instrumental in keeping things rolling around here.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Greg, Cody, or I, and if you had questions, you know, obviously stop at the field day. That'll be a big event here coming up a week from today. Looks like we got good weather, and we'll have some specials then, too, if you guys have a need for that. But yeah, it's coming up. 1st of August is fast approaching. So sure be thinking about your plastic needs.
Okay, tell me about the details of the field day. It's 1 week from today, so tell me about it, where it is, what all's going to be there, who's for, do I need an invitation? Tell me about it.
Yeah, so we've kept this very very informal, and we've really had a lot of fun with this. We call it a field day. When we first started it, we did a lot of field events to kind of display what these machines are all about.
And yep.
We're what most people call a short line dealership. So most about anything with a hitch pin in it, we try to really service the bagging industry. Of course, we sell J-Lore feed mixers, tube line manure spreaders, and bale wrappers. We sell all the lines of bagging equipment: Richiger, Akron, Palou, sell Neuralta, and Richiger. We sell some Quakers and some Loftness as well. But what we're really excited about now, I talked to you just a brief second earlier,
mm-hmm.
Was we're adding, just added here a few months ago, the CL Fabrication line from Clarinda, Iowa, and just super excited about their line. Anybody that's been around their stuff knows that it's some of the best stuff you'll ever be around. Super high quality, warranty is... I've seen those guys, you know, even if it was past the warranty, if it was something that they thought shouldn't have happened, they'll take care of it and kick it right back to the customer and take good care of them. So they're growing really fast, obviously, with the quality that they manufacture. So they used to sell direct. Now they're selling through dealers, and we're their local dealer here. And so anybody that needs anything CL Fabrication, of course, they make all the attachments. They're, you know, famous for their tree pullers, but they make tons of other things. We've been using their rock leveler, and that thing, if you've never seen it work before. It's just amazing how you can refurbish some rock that needs kind of lifted and, mm-hmm. and re-leveled. Those are really nice machines that they make as well, and they make head trailers now and just all kinds of attachments.
And you're, how cool is it, this local company you're working with too, Justin? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I'm just really excited about, a lot of times these products take a little while to get them going. We took their line on and have just, it has just hit the ground running. And it's because of the people, and everybody knows, you know, with all the scams and things that go on online,
mm-hmm.
people know who CL Fabrication are. Hopefully they know who we are, and we're going to take care of the customer, and CL Fabrication obviously is going to do the same thing with just first-class products.
All right. Very good. Justin Dahman with me, by the way. Dahman Farms, American Farm Boys. Their upcoming field day is a week from today, but you're really there. I mean, people can get in touch with you anytime, Justin, if they want to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, we try to make it very we never shut our phones off. That's something that we believe in. Weekends after 5 o'clock, something – especially on the balers and the grain baggers, there's always questions and needs, and there's a lot of farming that gets done after 5 o'clock and on
mm-hmm.
the weekends.
Yep.
We try to make sure that we're accessible. DahmanFarms.com has been our website all the way through, and if you get on there, you can see all of our products, all the things we service. And we're just out here on the farm right on J20, west of Bethesda, and east of Essex, and that's where the field day will be again this year. We try to change it up a little bit every year, and this year we're going to do a couple things different. There will be a new drone there again. I think they're going to bring the T-100. It's kind of crazy. Just, you know, 2 years ago it was a T-50, and now they're making them twice as big and almost twice as fast, a third faster. So they just keep getting bigger.
Yeah,
and so that's always fun to watch. And we've got some other products there that we're going to show. Of course, the CL Fabrication line we'll have at the field day. And then we're also going to we're bringing the local band. It'd be Austin and Denise Asherell with Brooke Turner. They're going to play. We added a band last year. People, I think, kind of enjoyed that. So they're going to play this year, so we're excited to have them there.
All right. Tell me again the address.
Yes, with 1395 Lumber Avenue,
uh-huh.
and that's Essex, Iowa.
Time it starts, what time people need to show up, Justin?
Yeah, so it's a pretty informal start. Normally we start around 6 o'clock, and then we'll eat at 7 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and then the band's going to play from 7 to 10, and there'll be drinks there. I know we get a lot of people that say, well, you know, I don't think we'll ever buy anything from you, and that's really not the purpose of this. This is, we're always busy, and I always like to have a party at least once a year, and we really enjoy bringing everybody together, whether they're customers, friends, neighbors, anybody that wants to come out and see the drones or see the equipment run. We will not be doing any of the hay stuff this year. We kind of mix it up some, so this year we won't be doing any of the hay products, but it will be fun, and it weather looks good to be in the 80s, and there'll be shade there.
You bet.
So we're really looking forward to that, and always appreciate the people that come out. It seems like every year we'll have at least 250 people out there, and some of the bigger years we've had over 300, and so we're just really thankful people coming out on a Monday night and just enjoying the time and the fellowship.
Justin, it's a pleasure to visit with you. I love to see the growth and the success of that, and all the things that seem that you're involved in, it's a lot of fun to watch. So anything else we need to cover? What have we left out that we need to touch on this morning so people are aware of?
Yeah, so a couple things. If you're the bagging thing is probably the most pertinent thing that people need to be thinking about. This crop, the dynamics of how this crop is going to be marketed this year might be a little different. There's a lot more uncertainty in the market, which means most likely we'll have a better basis opportunity after harvest. We're already seeing a little bit of that before harvest. And so I always, whenever we see that in the marketplace, mm-hmm. it almost always pays a person to retain ownership after harvest. The basis usually improves. And the futures market, you know, it's any person's guess. Nobody knows where that's going. But historically, when we start seeing these kind of uncertainties, traditionally basis improves after harvest. So with that said, the bagging should more than pay for itself. And on top of that, obviously increase your logistical ability to get it out faster and with less help. So keep that in mind if anybody's out there wondering. I know there's some people that had some bins blow away up in the Adams County Corning area. If you don't know if your bin's going to get built in time, bagging is a great way to take the stress off of that. If you're in a pinch, give us a call.
You can make it happen. So very good. All righty. Sounds like a winner, Justin. Would encourage people to learn more about your operation, the products that you have, because it's pretty cool stuff you have going on there. So reach out, give them a call. You can look up domanfarms.com. You can kick in. Also, there's a link on there to your social media as well if people want to check that out. So would encourage people to do so. Justin, you're working. You're busy. I interrupted your day here, but I do appreciate the information very much. And again, I'm gonna back up to where I started. Congratulations to Jillian on being the Page County Fair Queen. That's pretty cool, and it's a pleasure to get to visit with you.
Hey, we really appreciate all you do for the surrounding area. You guys are great, and keep up the good work.
Make it a good one, Justin. Thanks for your time.
All right, we'll see you Monday night.
You betcha. Justin Dahman with me this morning, Dahman Farms, and that's Dahman Farms, two M's and two N's, dahmanfarms.com. You can check them out. There's a link to their social media. Would encourage you to go and enjoy.
KCSI-FM, Valeska, Red Oak, and Atlantic. KOAK-AM, Red Oak, Glenwood.